Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to the shiur. We're approaching Parshas Bo, where we get our very first mitzvah. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor. Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishonu lachem, l'chodshei hashanah. Very nice. There's a mitzvah known as Rosh Chodesh, but Rashi hints to the concept of Kiddush Levana, as well as the on the Mefarshim. And Chazal in particular, Chazal specifically will mention halachas related to Kiddush Levana based on these psukim. And we'll talk about a story that happened this past month over here. It was a big month for Kiddush Levana. We'll talk about everything. So number one, everyone should just know that what does the word hazeh imply? When Hashem says this is the month, Rashi says, Herehu Levana b'chidusha. That, I'm sorry, then I text you, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a new phone. Blame it on my new phone. Okay, I tried to text you. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so anyway, Hashem actually showed Moshe the new moon, and he gave him a visual demonstration, and he said, Hashem said, Moshe, when the moon looks like this, you know, that's the new moon. And Rashi also comments that Moshe was having trouble. How do you really know what the molad is, this new moon? All right, so again, Kiddush Levana, but again, we're really talking about declaring the new month. And again, on a very mystical seeming level, Hashem showed Moshe in the sky, again with a visual aid. Very, very nice. But wasn't it supposed to be nighttime? Rather, if the moon is already out, but Hashem only spoke to Moshe during the day, so how is this possible? So Rashi explains it was close to sunset. All right, bottom line is there's some pretty important Rashis. We should always learn Rashi Alator and never take his commentary for granted. And just before we go on to more Kiddush Levana Inyanim, Rav Soloveitchik has a famous idea about why Rosh Chodesh was the very first mitzvah. And he points out that a slave does not have a relationship with time as opposed to a free man. And the Sforno, in truth, says a very similar, seemingly almost identical thing. Obviously not as poetic as Rav Soloveitchik, but the Sforno says, HaChodesh hazeh lachem. What does that mean? Mikan ve'elech yu hachodashim shalachem. From this point on, the months will actually be yours. La'asos behem kirtzon chem. To do during the months as you wish. Aval b'yimei hashibud, lo hayu yimeichem shalachem. But all the while that you were slaves, your days, your time did not truly belong to you. Aval hayu le'avodat acherim v'ritzonam. You were bound by the orders of your masters, and therefore, argues the Sforno, the very first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. Ki bo hitchel mitzuyaschem abechiri. That's finally when they had the free will, freedom to spend time in the way they actually wanted to. So we can never take our time for granted. The fact that we actually can make decisions on how to spend time. People who are on vacation right now, Baruch Hashem, they have the luxury of spending time in the way they want to. So that is why this was the first mitzvah. It represents the transition from a slavery mentality to a free person's mentality. Okay. Very nice. You should all learn Chumash Mefarshim. But Chazal and Masech HaSanhedrin, Daf Membeiz Amar Aleph, says, V'amr Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina. Chazal say, Amr Rebbe Asi, Amr Rebbe Yochanan. Says Rebbe Yochanan, Kol HaMivarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano. If you make the bracha of Kiddush Levana in the proper time, Kilu Mekabel HaShchina, as if you literally encountered God. How do you know that? What does the Torah say? HaChodesh HaZeh, this month. Where else does the Torah say the word Zeh? Zeh keli ve'anveyu. In Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw God. This Zeh is my God. And so too, HaChodesh HaZeh lachem. In the same way that we had this revelation of God at Kriyas Yamsuf, so too apparently, whenever we make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, we are like encountering God. All right? And it should be noted there's a lot of deep mystical gemaras and midrashim related to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. It's a mitzvah that is not taken lightly by Chazal. Certainly Chassidim And again, anyone who's a little bit more Kabbalah oriented will have a lot to say about Kiddush Levana in like that realm of the Torah. But Chazal on this pasuk in our parsha say that when we recite Kiddush Levana, we are greeting the Shekhinah. Greeting the Shekhinah. Okay, so let's rewind 1 month. Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos Sunday. That means the first day of the month was Sunday. Good. We met and had shiur on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And AB after the shiur said we should say Kiddush Levana. And I said, it's a little early. It was only, what? So Wednesday night is really Thursday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was only the fifth day of the month. Ah, okay. And that means Motzei Shabbos, Friday Shabbos, Sunday was only going to be the eighth of the month. So I thought AB was being a little bit too concerned, a little bit too cautious.
We don't do it anyway. We wait till the first Motzei Shabbos.
Right. Right. Well, then we'll get there. So AB thought to make Kiddush Levana. So I said, listen, there's a rabbi here, Rabbi Markowitz is in the room, so to defer to him. And no one recited Kiddush Levana that night, if I'm not mistaken. Why would we have? Right? It was the first Motzei Shabbos was coming up. It was only going to be the eighth of the month. Says the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. So a lot of teaching from Rabbi Yochanan, Maseches Sanhedrin, the very bottom of Mount Aleph, and Mebe is going into Mebe's and Aleph. Ad kam mevarchen al haChodesh. What's the deadline for this mitzvah? Rabbi Yochanan says, ad until shetismale pikimasa, until the wound, the crack in the moon is filled in. Meaning, so you have a moon that's whole. Good. What happens when you have a new moon? It's a crescent. So when would you say the crescent of the moon is filled in? What would you say, logically? What would it look like?
If I told you
15
days, 6 hours.
Right. So the Gabbai says, well, obviously. Right. The Gabbai doesn't know anything any differently. He's been brainwashed by his Ezra Torah Luch, but that's 40 years. So ultimately,
seriously, half the month.
So, very good. So, is it half? Meaning, when does that crescent look filled in?
That's the full moon.
A full moon. Right. A full moon is a full circle.
Correct.
So, I would have argued a half of a full moon is when the, you know, let's assume for a second that you have a semicircle that just needs to be filled in. So, when you fill in the semicircle, you have filled in the issue. To make the other half of the circle is to create a circle. So what's the pegima that you need to fill in? I would have assumed you only need to fill in the broken half. And once the moon is half full, it's half full. And that is already successfully filled in the gap. Because the gap is a crescent. Adam's looking at me like I'm from China. You're saying a full moon is a full moon.
Right.
And a half moon is still pogum.
Right.
All right, I like that. So the Gemara has two deos. One of them, and they're both explaining the same shita. They both agree, like Rabbi Yochanan, you need to fill in the gap. There's a machlokas what it means to fill in this gap. The comma. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi Amar Rabbi Yehuda ad Shiva. Till the 7 days. So you have 7 days. Nardai Amri, they disagree. No, ad Shisha Asar. You have until 16 days. And the Gemara explicitly says they're not really disagreeing, but Tarvayuk Rabbi Yochanan Svilu, they both agree with Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ha lemihave ki yeseya, ha lemihave ki nafya. So what's the difference? Do you need a full circle like Adam? Or do you need my shita? Right? Rashi says exactly the machlokas between me and Adam. There's the machlokas of the two opinions in the Gemara. The first opinion said, you need to like fill in the bow. There's a bow. And if you could draw a line from one end of the bow to the other end of the bow, so you have filled in the gap. Right? That's a half of a full moon. That was my opinion. Right? He says, that's it. But the second opinion was like Adam. It needs to be a full circle. What do you mean you fill in your bow? You fill in your bow, you still have a semicircle. A semicircle is not a full circle. But a semicircle is still filled in the gap because a crescent is only missing half. It's not missing a full moon. It's missing a half a moon. All right, so that's the machlokas. Okay, so very nice. How do we paskin? The Gemara has two deos, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins on emas and mevarchin aleha. For how long can one recite Kiddush Levana? Says the Shulchan Aruch, ad tetz zayin miyom hamolad. It's a new word. Scary word. You have 16 days from the new moon. So not from the first day of the month, but rather from the new moon. We're trying to bless the new moon. So why do we need to make this bracha earlier on in the month? Because what are we thanking Hashem for? We're praising Hashem for what? Mechadesh chodashim. You renew the month. So how many days of a month can you still call the moon new? So Rashi says it's renewed.
So when it starts waning,
right?
Then it's not being renewed.
Right. So all the while that the moon is not yet waning, you can say it's still in the renewed state. Or is it all the while that it's still growing? We're going to get there. So ultimately, that's how Rashi explains the machlokas. Meaning, it's when is it considered to be an old moon? So what would you say logically? When's the moon old? What's old news? The new moon is no longer new, as Adam says, after the middle of the month.
Full in a day.
Full in a day. Very nice. Now, that's a pretty liberal interpretation because you have 2 full weeks, right? But that's how we paskin. You have until 2 weeks, 16 days from the new moon, but the 16th day, says the Shulchan Aruch, is not included. Not included. So let's go back to last month. Rosh Chodesh was a Shabbos Sunday. So when A.B. said, let's make Kiddush Levana on a Wednesday night, said A.B., with all due respect, it's a little early. But Adam then piped up and said, no. The Molad was on Friday. Don't get confused. So when was the new moon? 2 days before the first day of the month. Most often, the first day of the month and the new moon are the same day. Right? I mean, logically, you would expect the first day of the month and the new moon to be the same day. And maybe you'll say there's 1 day difference. But in the most extreme months, you'll have a 2 day gap between the new moon and the first day of the month. And that was last month. The Molad was on a Friday morning. So that means you start counting 16 days from Friday morning. What does that get you to? So one Friday to the next Friday. So Friday to Friday, so it's 8. And then another, oh gosh, by the second Friday, meaning first Friday was the new Molad, 2 Fridays after that is day 16. Oh gosh. Right, 15, I'm sorry. This is day 15. So I thought the last night to recite Kiddush Levana was Thursday night. Meaning the 15th night. Because by one, when's the Shabbos is already the 16th. If the Molad is on a Friday, so Friday is still day 15, Baruch Hashem. So I was at a wedding Thursday night. And I said, this is the last night to recite Kiddush Levana. And there was no Levana. Very, very cloudy night. The previous night, very cloudy. I thought I missed it. Because there I am on Friday, 2 weeks after the Molad. It's already day 15. It's day 15. And day 16 is not included. Distraught Mandelstam. There I am. Baruch Hashem.
Weren't alone.
So number one, I wasn't alone. It was a uniquely cloudy month. Uniquely cloudy month. And uniquely difficult because we were so many days behind. By the time we got to the first Motzei Shabbos, you know, already 10 days, you know, after the Molad, you know, crazy. Wow. So it was, time was against us. And it's that Friday morning and I'm distraught. Now the Ramah says this line that we have to figure out. V'ein l'kadesh, ella ad chatzi. He doesn't give such clear days. It's not so clear. It's not you have until the end of day 15. It's you have half of 29 days plus 12 hours plus 793 chalakim from the moon. So the truth is, we're not really counting even 15 days. I did the math. 29 days is 696 hours. So we have 696 hours plus another 12 hours, which is 708 hours. You have half of that. Half of that is 354 hours. That means from the time the moon is new, you have 354 hours to say Kiddush Levana, but only nighttime hours. So it's not really 354 hours. That gives you 354 hours is 14 days and 18 hours. 14 days and 18 hours. So on the average month, you'll have around that amount of time. So there I am on day 15, Friday morning, distraught. Missing Kiddush Levana. It's like missing your kid's birthday party. Alvin to miss an upshearing of his grandson. It would never happen. It would never happen. What?
I said at 5:30 a.m. Friday morning.
Friday morning. This time of year, Friday morning is still dark. You say, all right, so you see? All right. Very good. Meaning before 5:30 is still well before sunrise. Very good. So this is a big shita. Now I look up the halacha, I'm looking in the Biur halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, some say, day 16 is included. We said in the Gemara, you have day 16. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, now what? Day 16 is not included. We have a concept in Gemara, ad the ad bechlau, or ad v'lo ad bechlau. So when the Gemara said you have up until day 16, what does that mean? Up and including day 16? Or no, up until day 16, but not including day 16. So there is one Rishon, a famous commentary on Maseches Sanhedrin, but not the most famous Rishon. But if you learn Maseches Sanhedrin, you will likely be exposed to the commentary of the Yad Rama.
It's a Rishon?
No, Yad Rama's Rishon. I don't know too much about him, but he's a Rishon. So the Yad Rama says that you could potentially understand that day 16 is included. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it like that, but other people do. So she's out there. And the Biur Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, look in the Knesset HaGdola's commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes some poskim that allow you to say Kiddush Levana on day 16. So I'm learning this in the Tevi Zei Beis Medrash, start dancing, start going nuts. Because tonight, Friday night, is a new chance. It's a new beginning, a real new month. Because I have my mafarshim. But then he says, whoa, 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 whoa. It's not clear that you can rely on these opinions. So therefore, don't recite the bracha with Hashem's name. Ooh. Damper. Damper. So, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Revise yourself into that advice. So I'm not sure what to do here. Because I look at this Biur Halacha. And the Biur Halacha says, well, if it's still day 15, but it's after the 12 hours, so it's not really day 16, you can rely on the opinions to even make the bracha with Hashem's name. So essentially, we have a big hetter there, that if you're not even on day 16, you mean you missed the night of the 15th, but by the time you get to the next night, it's still not really after those hours. Remember, because you have how many hours? 354 hours. So basically, it's pretty complicated to know, well, when was the molad 2 weeks ago on Friday morning? And I call Rabbi Markowitz, and I say, I think maybe for the first time in Shomei Torah history, we should say Kiddush Levana tonight in Shul. And we speak to Rav Willig. And of Willig.
What do you mean you should say Kiddush Levana?
Like that night is, even though it was a Friday night,
yeah.
And it's very strange to say Kiddush Levana
on
a Friday night. Oh, so it wasn't the first time.
I mean, some people, I remember one of those nights, some people did, but some people missed it. So the rabbi used to go out right now and say it.
Right. So I didn't.
No, make it up.
I didn't think we were within the right range, right? Why? Because the Molad, and everyone holds of the Ezra Satora Luach. So Adam goes to sleep with this thing under his pillow. This is like, so I called Adam that day, I texted Adam. Adam again did not pick up. And every rabbi needed a gabbai that day. This was like the hot Shiloh, you know, that Friday. And here in the Ezra Satora Luach, right? So Kislev, it was Tevis or Kislev? When this whole thing happened, Tevis? It was Tevis. This whole story was just last month. So here is the month of Tevis. So, Adam, how do I use this thing? So I'm looking at
what are you looking for?
So,
what are you looking for?
He's talking. I'm
at
looking at where's the Molad?
At the beginning of the month, the bottom of the calendar has Molad. Yeah. You have to look in the 15th, it'll tell you what's up. Look at the bottom of the calendar.
What do you mean the bottom of the calendar? Here?
Yeah, it tells you what the Molad is.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
And then in the paragraph,
see,
go to the 15th. It'll tell you when they end the last time it's the same.
So the Molad for Tevis.
Right, Todd.
No Yiddish.
I have to get someone to translate for me. It's bizarre.
But what does this mean? How do I know what day it is?
Read it. It
Freitag for.
Farnach.
Farmatig?
Farmitzug means before.
12 minutes, mit 9 chalakim, noch 11.
Before mitzug, before noon.
But what day of the week?
Friday.
Okay, so sorry, I don't know Yiddish. Okay. Apparently, Freitag is Friday. So, Adam has this thing memorized. AB realizes I'm not so from. And you know what? I have nothing to hide over here. So, all right, so it's on Friday. What time is it? So the truth is, if you skip
Friday at 11 o'clock, so that means
Friday at 11 o'clock.
So that means 14 days later is Friday. It is also.
We're on 15 there. 15 there. You have 15 and 12 hours.
15 days. 14 days later, it's also Friday.
Yeah, same thing.
14 days later, but you also have another 18 hours.
Oh no! Don't tell me about 18 hours. Hold on. Let's do what we know. We don't have about 18.
The Molad is 29 and a half days.
Yeah.
So half of that is 14 and three quarters.
Wait, why are you giving me? All I see here in my sources. You have how many? You have, if it's not yet 15 days and 12 hours.
Because it's 29 and a half days, is the cycle is 29.
Yeah.
29 and a half, right?
29 and a half, good.
Divide 29 and a half to get 14 and three quarters.
Okay.
So therefore, the Molad you can be set for 14 and three quarters. So if it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I have till next Friday at 11 o'clock plus another 18 hours.
All right, good. So they wrote the end time to say Kiddush Havana was when?
Well, Friday night.
5:34 a.m.
That's 18 hours
after 11.
That's it. So I had no idea what they were talking about, but everyone takes their word for it. And every, it was a huge fest.
Except
it was
for one problem.
Wait, what's the problem?
That's Jerusalem,
yes,
Jerusalem time, and that's not even local Jerusalem time. It's the time that they use under the mandate. Actually.
All right. So bottom line is, you have until 5:34 a.m. Even if so, so in America, what time is that?
10:34.
So yeah, we said like 10 something.
Oh, and very good. So it would be until 10:34 p.m. or so. So I think on the Gabbai chats that were going nuts or whatever, it said until you have until 10:34 p.m. something like that. So all these random numbers are being thrown out, and not everyone understood how to do it. But ultimately, this was what the Ezra Satora Luach printed. And Rav Willig said, whatever the Ezra Satora Luach says is fine. Like, totally, say Kiddush Levana, Shabbos. Again, don't dance. Maybe don't say the whole thing. But with a bracha.
With a minion.
All right, so I don't know if, I mean, the idea is not to do a dancing, and we don't recite all of the other things. You just recite the bracha. Yeah, we just didn't have the mo. So I didn't know so much of the sugya that Friday night. Spoke about it in shul a little bit. You know, some hashkafa, whatever, not taking mitzvahs for granted, whatever. And I recited Kiddush Levana that night. Bar, I was so excited. This beautiful full moon.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful night. Bar and TABC Oneg. I told the guys they all said Kiddush Levana. It was the first time on a Friday night. Every Friday night, there's like a tish for the TABC guys. And they all, the guys who were not yet reciting Kiddush Havanah went out and said Kiddush Havanah. Baruch Hashem, you know, the last moment we got to say. Good. But in that back and forth on that Friday morning, when I was looking for a heter to still say Kiddush Havanah that night, I mean, Markowitz sent me this article from the Denver Kollel. Okay, Denver Kollel. And let's talk about a Gemara. There's a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yizeir, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Nachman. There are 24 hours a month where the moon is hidden. Us, Lididon, in outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shis Me'atika, the old moon, is hidden for 6 hours. V'tamni Sri Mechadasa. And the new moon is hidden for 18 hours. So again, you have to get to 24. So 6 is hidden from the new month, start from the old moon, and 18 are hidden from the new. Lidi 2 in Eretz Yisrael is the opposite. Shis Mechadasa, the new moon is hidden for 6 hours out of the 24. V'tam Nisrei Me'atika, and the old moon is hidden for 18 hours. So basically, when you have a new moon, it's really hidden for 24 hours. Okay? Okay. Nice. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that this Denver Kollel recorded. And there was a pandemic over there. There were people who were very ill, and they were very frightened that if they didn't say Kiddush Havanah, it wouldn't be good. Because again, there's a, like this, the Gemara already says itself, I forget where, that if you don't, you know, any month basically where you're taking a Shavanah, you're going to survive the month. And they were fighting cholera, I don't remember all the details of the tshuva, and they did not want to miss Kiddush Shavanah that month, and it was very, very cloudy, and they needed some wiggle room. And this is before the Ezra's Torah Luach. So the Chasam Sofer says, well, number one, you can argue that the 16th day is included. We've already seen that. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim said, without a bracha. But number one, you can read the halacha and the Gemara that when it's up until 16, it also includes day 16. So that's heter number one. That's a valid opinion. Wait a minute. Is the moon already starting to wane by day 16?
Scientifically?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. It is. Scientifically. The moon is already on the way down by day 16. But do we notice?
Not until 17. You don't notice.
If you look at the full moon, is the human eye going to know the difference between the moon on day 14, 15, and 16, and 17? I don't know. But he quotes this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And what did the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say? The moon is hidden for 24 hours. And you know what that means? So whether you break up your 24 hours, but let's say if you have 18 hours. So you know what that means? For 18 hours, what's going to happen? You're not going to even recognize the new moon. Remember, the Gemara said that the new moon might be hidden up until 18 hours. So you know what? Says the Chasam Sofer, since the moon, according to the Gemara, is really hidden for 18 hours, that means also there are 18 hours where you can't recognize the moon getting smaller. In the same way that you don't recognize the new moon for 18 hours, the human eye is limited. It's hidden, the moon. So too, there are 18 hours where although the moon has started to wane, has started to diminish in its size, but you don't notice. So the Chasam Sofer takes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and says, in the same way that we say the moon is hidden when it's tiny, Kal Vachomer, when everyone sees this beautiful full moon, you're going to tell me that we already start to notice that a tiny drop smaller the next night? No. So he gets another 18 hours on to day 16. So first he said, you could even take it to Shavana on the night of the 16th. And then add 18 hours.
17?
It would be Let me read the line.
The 9 of the 16.
It would be, so I need my mathematician and my gabbai, until Ad Yud Chet Shaos, you have 18 hours after half of the month. After half of Chav Tes Yud Beis Tash Tzag. And there's actually, it's not so clear to read this line. Kimo Sheish Shaos Biom Tesvav. Similarly, he's saying you have 6 hours on what day? On the 15th? So do you really gain? Do you gain or not? Seemingly, he's saying you get another 18 hours. So in the Denver Kollel, that's what they're saying. That you have another, meaning past the Ramah's deadline, the Chasam Sofer was asked, etc. He replied that in a time of the deadline could be extended 18 additional hours to 15 days and 12 hours.
What do we have? 14 and 3? 14.
Right, we have about 15 days, right.
14 hours, 14 days, 18 hours.
Yeah, the Ramah's deadline is 14 days and 18 hours. So what? And you add 18 hours onto that, what do you get to? 15 days and 12 hours. So 15 days and 12 hours. So is that what the Ezra Torah said?
No.
What do they say? They held like the Ramah. They held like the Ramah. So the truth is, even if we were in a pinch on that Friday night, we would have had a little bit more leeway. And then the Chasam Sofer has a crazy chiddush. He goes a little farther and says, you know what? The 7 days of the month, you can say the moon is full or whatever. And therefore, he says, maybe you could argue that in the same way, for the first 7 days of the month, the moon is like insulted because it's so small. He says, maybe you can say that in the same way that the first 7 days of the month, the moon is insulted because it's so small, so too you have up until the last 7 days of the month. Meaning the moon is considered renewed all the while that it's not in that very small state of the last 7 days of the month. Wow. That's what he says would be the absolute, absolute, absolute deadline. And the Denver Kollel represents the Chasam Sofer very well over here. And they say that, they even write that part of him. Even write that part. Then, and if that's possible, they may say Kiddush Shavuot until the last 7 days of the cycle, meaning until 23 days of the conjunction. Because at that point, the moon is more than half dark and has a visible cavity. Wow. Wow. Again, that was very unique.
With a bracha.
Yeah. 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 So again, the minhag is obviously like the Ramah. The minhag is clearly like the Ezra Satorah Luach. So last month, we really needed to rely on the absolute deadline of the Ramah. But the Chasam Sofer would say you have an even later deadline. So it's just a fascinating idea. When would you rely on the Chasam Sofer? Hopefully, you wouldn't need to. But it should be noted that we also said Kiddush Levana on Shabbos Kodesh. So that is a discussion already, again, in the Mishapura, where he says that you shouldn't make Kiddush Levana on Friday night, Api Kabbalah, but if the final time to recite Kiddush Levana is Friday night, and if you don't recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night, you're going to miss it, B'vadai mutter l'kadesh gam b'shabbos, b'yom v'afilu b'yechidi, meaning even if you're alone, and all the more so if you're with a minion. So that is what we were actually able to paskin like this past month, with a very unique circumstance where we relied on this idea of saying Kiddush Levana on Friday night. But when do we say, like Abi? Abi said, Rabbi, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Don't wait. So that's an explicit halacha on the books as well. We try to make Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, but the Ramah says, you only wait till Motzei Shabbos if it's before the 10th day of the month. Now, when the Ramah says the month, what does he probably really mean? The Molad. So that's what threw me off. I think when AB said, let's do it tonight, I thought, what do you mean? It's only the third night of the month or whatever. by Motzei Shabbos, it will still be before the 10th day of the month, but will it be before the 10th day of the Molad? Would it be, that would have been a different story.
It would have been day 10.
Been Sunday morning. So the idea is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shalel Motzei Shabbos Hulel Yud Aleph Ein Lahamtin.
It wasn't.
Ah. So if Motzei Shabbos is already day 11, don't wait. Because maybe it'll be cloudy. So that's the idea, that if Motzei Shabbos is already day 11, we don't wait.
They didn't know that they didn't understand the weather forecasts. It was for nonstop cloudy and rainy weather for 3-4 days.
Very good. So nowadays we have modern weather forecasts, and that obviously plays a role. But in the same way that Klal Yisrael were freed, Baruch Hashem, and the Sforno and Rav Soloveitchik taught us that they can make use of their time, we should never take mitzvahs for granted and realize the best way to make use of our time as true free men is to do the Ribbono Shel Olam's mitzvahs. But according to the Chasam Sofer, we have a little bit more time than we might have thought. All right, let's dive into Mark.